This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
It is the time of year when students typically prepare to return to the classroom, but the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic is preventing that from happening in many school districts. So parents are looking at alternative ways of educating their children. Ellen Weaver is president and CEO of the Palmetto Promise Institute. She joins us to talk about a new school choice program in South Carolina. Ellen, welcome to American Radio Journal. Ellen, as we see parents and school administrations all across the country trying to decide right now how the fall school season is going to look, tell us a little bit about the opportunity that this presents for various school choice programs around the country.
We have just seen a real hunger on the part of parents to have access to safe and flexible options for their student for the fall. As a school choice advocate, we've said from the very beginning for years that one size just doesn't fit all. And I think that this pandemic is highlighting that in a very real way that perhaps the general public has never seen before. And so we see a real chance to advance this idea that a parent is in the best position to make the choice for their child's future. And that's certainly what we've been working on right here in South Carolina.
Let's talk a bit about what you are doing in South Carolina. You have a new program, the Safe Access to Flexible Education Grant Program. Tell us a little bit about how that idea came about and what the grant program is all about.
Governor Henry McMaster has been listening to parents and the anxiety and frustration I think that they're feeling about what their child's education future is going to look like. Just like parents in every other state, I think that the parents in South Carolina are deeply concerned about the education learning loss that their children saw as a result of COVID. And so they're looking for alternative options, especially if their local public school is not going back to in-person education. Online learning is a great platform, but it just doesn't work for every child. And so, like we've said, one size just doesn't fit all. And Governor McMaster, thankfully, had the vision to use these discretionary funds that he received under the Federal CARES Act to create what we're calling the SAFE Grants Program, the Safe Access to Flexible Education Program. And it's really modeled after programs that we have seen working for years in other states, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina. So this is really a proven model that allows a child to get access to an education that best meets their needs.
These grants, are they available to parents to use in any type of school, cyber school, cyber charter school, public charter school, parochial school? What can they be used for?
Particular grants are for independent or private schools. As you know, a charter school is essentially a public school, and so those are already free to parents to access. So this allows parents, and let me rush to say that the parent has to meet certain income criteria. So this is not a grant for a wealthy parent to keep their child in a private school. This is a grant for moderate to low income families to be able to afford that education choice that more affluent parents already have. So it allows many families who have been sacrificing even before COVID to put their child into a Christian or private school to keep their child there, as opposed to their family budget took a hit because of unemployment or just the economic fallout from the pandemic, having to pull their child out of a school where they might have been doing great in a school that they loved. So this is really about creating education flexibility and stability for these students who are from moderate to low income families.
Are you seeing an upswing in terms of interest in this grant program? How has it been received by parents and by students?
The demand has just been overwhelming. In the 2 weeks since Governor McMaster has announced the program, we have received inquiries from about 12,000 parents. We have over 200 schools who have signed up to participate, to be part of this program. And so there's definitely a very real need out there that Governor McMaster has put his finger on. Unfortunately, we're in a little bit of a holding pattern on the implementation of the program right now, because the folks who have opposed school choice for years, I like to call them the education status quo, quickly took the program to court. And while we're convinced that both the recent Supreme Court ruling in Espinoza, as well as prior cases like Zelman and other cases that have transpired here in South Carolina, put us on a very firm legal footing for the constitutionality of this program. You know, the other side likes to delay things and slow things down. And unfortunately, that's holding up real relief for parents who need it this fall. But Governor McMaster is fighting and fighting hard in court, and I'm convinced that he'll ultimately prevail on the merits.
Don't you find it interesting, if not disgraceful, that the education establishment, Alan, which is supposed to be there for the benefit of students, stands in the way of reforms, especially, as you pointed out, this program aimed at lower income students?
It's incredibly disheartening. I tell people all the time, we would like to think that education debates are about the children and what's best for students. Unfortunately, the tough reality is that it's about power and money. We could be doing one grant like this, and it would be one grant too many for those in the education status quo who are more concerned about holding on to the public money that they currently receive instead of really prioritizing what's in the best interest of the students that they're supposed to be serving. It is disgraceful. That's a great way to put it.
What is happening in South Carolina in terms of schools? Are they planning to have in-person classes, online, hybrid? What is the trend as we approach very rapidly the start of the school year?
It's a mixed bag here. We have a number of districts that are looking at hybrid models. We do have some that are going to 5-day in-person and at least offering that as a choice for parents. That's something that Governor McMaster has pushed very strongly for.
Alan Weaver is the president and chief executive officer of the Palmetto Promise Institute. We've been talking about a new program that is hopefully going to be instituted in South Carolina, the Safe Access to Flexible Education Grant Program. And Alan, tell us a little bit about the Palmetto Promise Institute, and also where can folks go on the web to read more about the Institute and about this program?
Well, I hope that they'll visit us at palmettopromise.org. Our organization launched about 7 years ago. I had worked, as we were priorly discussing, for Senator Jim DeMint, and he helped us start this institute when he retired from the U.S. Senate. And we're a think tank, essentially, a state-level think tank that advances free market public policy that we know will help every South Carolinian flourish. So education is one of our big issues, and we like to push what we call the freedom agenda, which is going to help every South Carolinian thrive.
Alan Weaver of the Palmetto Promise Institute. Alan, thank you for taking time to be with us.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.